Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Bushwick Block Party, presented by Roberta, Death Killers of Bushwick, Pro Audio Star, Heritage Radio Network, Planet of the Faith, Green Fitness Studio, and New York Loft Hostel. Featuring awesome food from Roberta, Jen and the Outlaw Fish Fry Truck, BMX Grind Box, Dodgeball, Bikini Cake Stand Contest, Psychedelic T-Shirt Auction, Photo Booth by Mary Meyer, Music by... Team Rook Pierre, Electric Tickle Machine, Sweet Bowl, Shark, Phone Tag, Hunter, Get Real, Knife Show, Block Party, Moore Street between Bogart and White, Party in the Street, Free Show, followed by Death Killers Death Rally in 3D at 9 p.m.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round. She'll be coming round the mountain.
And we're back with the Heritage Radio Network's Farm Report. We are on a new day at a new time with a new co-host, hence the nice little theme song we got today. We've got Aaron Fairbanks with us here. Really psyched to have her on with us. And to mark this special event, I want to let you all know that today is the 50th episode of the Heritage Radio Network's Farm Report. So we are celebrating today. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Heather. I am stoked to be here. You know, my relationship with Heritage goes back to the early days. Patrick and I used to do deliveries around the city. Got me my first cooking job, which led to some time on a farm, and now I'm back in the city doing radio, going to school, and super excited to hear a little bit more from our guest, Derek, who's here to talk about his latest project, Farm City USA. In addition to Farm City, which we're going to hear a ton about for the rest of the show, Derek also runs a blog, thegreenest.net, which investigates innovations and ideas in urban ag and has tons of wonderful projects, and I'm excited to hear about it. Derek, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the Farm City project?
Sure. I'm really excited to be here. I'm a listener and a devotee of all farmy things, so it's great to talk about this with you guys. Well, Farm City came about through like a kind of a generative experiment that started actually here in Bushwick. It's funny to trace ideas, but I think it's important. It started with a project that I was invited to be part of called Capital B, which was trying an alternative planning process to bring artists and community members into discussions about how the neighborhood should develop, which we were all nervous about in the audience about, you know, Bushwick being the next wave and that we were going to be completely overwhelmed with condos and as Williamsburg was. And since I was involved in a lot of projects to kind of preserve and enhance the arts in Williamsburg and in reaction to that wave, we were part of that planning process. And so we were all surprised once we got the grant to do that work that actually there was a bust we were facing, not a boom. So we thought we were going to be like pushing back against developers. And meanwhile, that we faced a new challenge is what to do with vacant land, what to do with condos that are empty, what to do with buildings landlords didn't know what to do with. So we did a planning process and a community survey in Bushwick through a series of meetings throughout the neighborhood with Shea Bushwick, which is right around the corner from you guys. And we found that the thing that everybody agreed about, which is sort of obvious, but that's why you do surveys to kind of confirm your suspicions, is that everybody was really into greening the neighborhood. They're really into picking up the trash, which is apparently a big concern. And they wanted to grow food. And that was the third one was kind of the surprise for us.
That's awesome.
And it kind of tracks like the enthusiasm that this show gets from people. And so from that small observation in a survey, which usually either you sort of ignore it or you kind of like, wow, that's interesting. Somebody ought to do something about that. So instead of kind of saying that, I decided I'd be that somebody. And I started a blog to kind of research, well, how do you express that desire? Like, what does that mean? And that's in sort of what your show is about. Like, you want to grow food in the city. Like, okay, that's a crazy idea. How does that work? So I just started to explore the workings of that. And through that process, I just realized that I had just touched the tip of this massive iceberg.
Boom.
Well, iceberg's too cold. Let's not put it down.
I call it a
gigantic imaginative cloud. Of people trying a myriad of different solutions to that question of how am I going to grow food in the city? How am I going to make food in the city? Because it's not just growing, as I found. Like, agriculture is, like Wendell Berry says, eating is an agricultural act, right? So mm-hmm. I feel very firmly that when you cook your own dinner, like the not eating out approach, mm-hmm. Who's one of your shows here, is a radical act pushing against the consumer culture of like passive reception of sugar, fat, and salt delivered to you in a slurry of God knows what, right? So anytime you push back against that, you're doing something agricultural, that in my mind. So that makes me feel good, at least when I'm just cooking for my CSA instead of successfully harvesting tomatoes. But so anyways, as I looked at that, there's just an explosion of creativity and a real unification for me, because there's a connection with the art world that was really strong, which surprised me as well. So from all this surprise about like this intense creativity, I was like, dude, I cannot write about all this stuff. There's no way my blog will fit it. There's no way I could write a book about it. So Farm City came out of that excitement and slight frustration at not being able to kind of cover it, to try to create a gathering point mm-hmm. for this excitement and create like a place for a fusion of ideas and through events and celebration to kind of bring people together, explore ideas, taste great food, and celebrate what's going on, especially in Brooklyn.
Hence the five components of this Farm City event that's kicking off this weekend in Brooklyn. You can maybe perhaps tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're trying to kind of hit every sense that people have, I guess five senses, right? So, hear, smell, touch, taste. So each one of the events, especially the opening, the kickoff, which is the fair at Invisible Dog Arts Center, which for those of you who don't know, it's a really cool space that opened about a year ago in an old warehouse in Bergen Street in the Burham Hill section of Brooklyn. And we're doing a collaboration with them where the fair is trying to give people all different kind of sensory experiences that'll kind of draw them into this new agricultural experimentation that's going on. So there'll be a whole set of brass bands kind of tracking that kind of old-timey country fair vibe, but with kind of a modern twist, like Asphalt Orchestra is one of our faves who's doing some music for us. And then we'll have a lot of chefs. They're preparing foods from farms in the city. We'll have farm stands, but kind of like flipping it around, because you go to the community markets and the green markets, and the upstate guys are coming to you, but instead these are farms from the city, farms from around here, including Eagle Street Rooftop, which I think was a supplier for Roberta's last year. And then we'll have a whole host of small batch providers of makers of food from the Greenpoint Food Market. And just a bunch of different ways for people to kind of intersect with growing food and experiencing food. So our concept is like for the fair and for all of the events is to kind of give people a sense of there's a continuum of intensity that they can participate in the urban food system. You know, like I was saying, like from eating to growing food, there's a whole host of things in between that you can do. So we'll have like canning workshops. So like you can eat seasonally by just, doing that simple act of pickling or canning. My family is so sick of eating pickled garlic scapes, by the way. Sorry, that's a shout out to them. And then we're honoring like home growers too, because it's not just about being a farmer in the kind of sense of, making a big scale project. But so we're having the Blue Ribbon competition with Green Thumb. So you can come, and if either of you guys have a zucchini you want to enter, that's one category.
Awesome.
And then there's a cook-off competition, because we kind of want to amp up the volume on the cooking concept. Like I was talking, that's with Nick Suarez and Theo Peck from the Food Experiments. And they do these kind of rowdy name-calling kind of, badass adventures into cooking. And we got some cool judges for that, like Frankie Spintino, who's a big supporter of local ag and a beekeeper,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, definitely.
He is one of our judges. So
that's all going on.
That's one day.
That's just one day. That's just one of many events
that's Sunday,
happening
yeah.
This Sunday from 11 to 5 at 51 Bergen, right?
That's right. And it's a street fair, too. So it's like it's just a lot of trying to harness that explosive energy, and we're hoping that the sky doesn't erupt on us, because looking at the sky now, it makes me worried, but it's going to be a really fun day.
Basically, we've got a lot going on here with urban agriculture in Brooklyn and New York and conversations all over the country, and we kind of wanted to see what you hoped people who aren't already, introduced to this before, what they are going to take away from it.
Right. That's a really good thought. Well, for me, I see Farm City as doing two things. One, I see it as a gathering point for people who are already really excited about urban agriculture. Like, I'm using the work that I do, the kind of coordinating, knowing the different people I know, different projects that I'm excited about, bringing them together for discussion and celebration. So that part's really exciting for me. And then the second part is that for those, there's an intense public interest in urban agriculture, but it's all these kind of like silos of interest. Like there'll be a story here about someone doing chickens and someone doing bees. And I feel like people have no sense of what, you know, that there's a movement, mm-hmm. that it's like they feel like it's, oh, this individual freak down the block, you know, and those stories, you know, the media kind of likes those stories, but it, for me, it's a movement. It's like, you know, if you talk to one person, they all know like 20 other people who are doing it. So I wanted to introduce the people who have a strong interest in it from all this media attention, which is great, to show them that, A, they can be part of it, you know, in this way, like in, along this continuum of intensity from, you know, eating to growing. And also that, you know, it's a movement and they can be part of that movement. So it's supposed to be like a catalytic, transformative experience.
I love that word, transformative experience. We are coming up on a quick break. Just a quick shout out before we head into a break. The other events include you're doing a film day,
yeah,
and a forum.
Yep.
What am I missing here?
There's a tour.
The farm tour, of course.
If you're ever curious about the Brooklyn Farms, we're doing an East Brooklyn tour and a West Brooklyn tour. You can hit 7 awesome, interesting farm projects. We couldn't hit them all. There's like 200 community gardens.
We've
in
got
Brooklyn,
one right here, so,
yeah,
right above
exactly.
us. Awesome. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. I'd love to talk more about the forum and really just like how we're going to get people involved and keep them involved. Be right back.
The Farm Report, new day, new time. I'm Erin Fairbanks here with my co-host Heather Hyman in studio. We are excited to have Derek Denka, who's putting together a wonderful event we're going to hear a little bit more about. Derek, Heather and I were chatting before the show, and we're kind of curious, with so much going on in Urban Ag in New York City and across the U.S., you're putting together this festival. How do you choose who to include?
That's a really good question. I really had struggled with that because for me, I wanted to have a really big tent approach and have it be a convening for people to get together and celebrate it. But, you know, you kind of have to come up with a way to make it reasonable to organize and to make it localized for people. So one of the kind of flashpoints that I created, because Farm City for me is an ongoing project, but it was actually spearheaded, I should mention, by Crossing the Line through the French Institute d'Alliance Française. They actually had the faith in me, approached me to do the project. So I was doing the blog, and Farm City was born out of their desire to turn the blog into a performative artistic expression. And so I just want to do a shout out to them, because Farm City is part of Crossing the Line Fall Festival, and they put the faith into me to do that. And so when they came to me to plan it, they said, well, how do you want to do it? And I said, well, I want to focus on Brooklyn. And the reason I chose Brooklyn is because it has the most intense kind of concentration of diverse experiments, diverse kinds of people. You know, you've got farms doing like youth farms out in East New York and Red Hook. You've got rooftop farms here at Roberta's and in Greenpoint. You've got hydroponic farms around the corner at Bushwick Star and at Boswick Farms. I mean, you've got so many people doing so many crazy, badass experiments in urban ag that I thought Brooklyn would be a great place to concentrate it. I also really like the kind of the theme of a county fair. You know, back in the day, people didn't think of themselves as Americans so much as people who were part of a particular community. I think we still think of ourselves that way in New York. Like we're, you know, they say Brooklyn is a borough of neighborhoods, you know. Mm-hmm. And so even, you know, I thought, what's the largest kind of geographic unit that people can think of as their locality, you know? And maybe Brooklyn's even too big for all of us to kind of wrap our heads around, but I thought that was a kind of a good way to kind of dream up what the terroir, so to speak, of the French kind of our moment
taste
is
of Brooklyn.
Right, exactly. So that's how I chose initially. And for the forum, we widened it up a little bit, because the tour and the fair are kind of rigidly within that meditation, that kind of thought experiment, because we wanted to have people come to the tour, come to the fair, and think, oh my God, my neighbor is doing this, I can do this, you know. And I don't think you get that kind of energized realization about like the activist potential if it's not really, really close. And so that's kind of the maximum. But for the forum, we wanted it to open up a little bit more so that it could be a citywide discussion about the future of ag. And the way I try to include groups is that I wanted to just have a wide array of different players. Like, there's so many different people working in the sphere. There's government people. There's great organizations like Just Food, Green Thumb, Grow NYC, and the list goes on. Those are just some of our stronger partners. And I wanted them to be part of the conversation, because they started this conversation right in 1973. A lot of those groups, like Grow NYC, with the Green Gorillas and movements that were making similar kind of moves back in the day. So I wanted to honor that legacy and kind of think about the future too. And then we wanted to look at groups that were doing kind of really intense new things, which really seems to be sort of blossoming here in Brooklyn. But this made me realize once again that even though I tried to make the tent really big, I really couldn't get everybody in, and I decided to make Farm City not just limited to Crossing the Line, but turn it into an ongoing project. So, and I'm thinking, I chose farmcity.us as my URL, in part out of necessity, but in part as a way to kind of catalyze the idea that I want to take this on the road.
Nice.
And for the time being, I'm thinking about the five boroughs, but beyond that, I'd love to do this in other places and kind of continue finding the dreamers, the artists, the doers, and bring them all together and have them talk about what that future is.
Yeah, we were actually going to ask if this was something that was going to end up being, brought back, as, you know, it sounded like this was just being introduced this year. So that's awesome to hear that you will stay involved and have Farm City be, a reoccurring event in some capacity. And, we were wondering, what about for the big players already involved, you know, people that you are bringing to this event to kind of teach people, like, what do you hope for them to do in terms of staying involved or, you know, keeping the conversation going?
Well, we try, you know, my background is like a very complicated one, but I tried to approach this as like a curator, which is some of the work that I've done. So I tried to really keep a mix of really solid, like historic voices, like for the forum, for instance, where we're trying to bring together different conversations and particularly have a different meditation about what the future of urban ag is, because I really feel like artists are really important to that conversation. And people, when I've come to the artists, they've been confused as to why I want to mix them with agrarians, but they're less confused than the agriculturalists who are like, why are the artists involved in this? Especially the ones who are very political, you know, and the food security people are the most confused people. Oh. So, but the fact of the matter is that the as I began to explain it to them, they began to see is that the artists provide a way for to transform, again, our vision of our reality. Like Hegel said, the real is the rational and the rational is the real, right? So how do we escape the current reality that we're in of an industrial food system that is shoveling shit down our throats and making us fat, diabetic, and generally unhappy, like too fat to fight, right? That was a headline like a couple weeks ago. And not that it's about fighting, but like that's, you know, just a symptom of a bigger disease. So who's going to help us move out of a discourse that's dominated by industry and heavy forces in government? Well, I think artists do that because they don't care about what the real is. They imagine the surreal, the irreal, the irreverent. And so we need those kind of visions to get us to dream big and not take on like little bites, because I've seen in other aspects of the green movement, like industry is really happy for us to take tiny, tiny steps and call it green. But I don't think that if we are the ones who are defining the vanguard, we have to define it big so that they have to take big steps.
Yeah, we don't want to water anything down here.
Right.
No way. Well, what we were thinking we wanted to ask you is like, what is really the role for, you know, urban residents in the food system here? You know, what is the benefit of having people in an urban environment growing their own food?
Well, the reality is that 80% of the planet lives in cities now, okay? And 100 years ago, it was the reverse. So we are the food system. You know, we drive the whole food system. And the best thing for anyone in the urban situation to do, and what we hope to do, is say, we've got to move beyond being a passive consumer. We can't just take what's packaged for us in the store. We have to push back against that, you know, and not in the, and I didn't want to do this whole, all this work comes from a place of joy and excitement.
Yeah, not a preachy thing.
Right, like I didn't want to like get up on a pedestal and say that, although here I am saying it.
sitting down.
Right, sitting down, yeah. chilling. but it's, at the end of the day, I thought like, how can we connect with people's joy? You know, like this is not, like eating good food that's good for you isn't just about like wearing a hemp shirt and eating granola like it was 20 years ago.
Crunchy.
People, right, exactly. And that's awesome stuff too, because there's flavor there that people were discovering, so I'm not putting that down at all.
No, I love granola.
Hey, sweet.
I mean, yeah. I'm, you know, I just want to be clear about that. I'm not anti-granola.
I just had some this morning. I mean,
my nickname is Free Spirit, just so you know.
Right. Good enough. So, but I also think that the truth is out, that like that flavor is a key, not the flavor that's served up to us by industry that's made with like weird chemicals, like I was talking about the injection of flavor into the weird anonymous slurry of chemicals, but the real flavors that you taste when you go into this experience, the real joy and excitement that you feel when you share a meal with people, when you like harvest something with your kids, or when you're part of a community garden. I mean, all of those things are electrifying experiences. Like I've had transformative experiences over the last year, and I've been involved in sustainable food for ages. I mean, I was one of the first CSAs in Brooklyn, all that, and I always thought I knew it all and had done it all, but this year kind of blew my mind. So just to help people connect up with that energy, I think is really going to help them, you know, think about changing. Not that they have to like go out and, you know, start a farm right away or whatever. So.
No, I think that's nice. What you were saying about the event is it doesn't have to be a big thing. You know, it can start with a small thing, like just attending the event, just putting yourself amongst those numbers is an act that says, hey, you know, maybe I'm not for this food system. Maybe I'm ready to do something a little different. And I totally agree. Like the transformative power of flavor is pretty awesome. You talk a little bit in your bio about cultural capital.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like this event is building a lot of cultural capital among urban residents. And I'm just kind of curious how you see the more traditional farm system fitting in with the urban farm system.
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, the food system, you know, to think about it that way, doesn't permit us to kind of have the luxury of creating these silos of like urban agriculture and rural agriculture. And that the genesis of the title Farm City, which by the way I stole from Novella Carpenter and many other places that have used that nomenclature, and it's by no means my own, but it's a union of oxymorons, right? Urban, rural, farm, city, town, country. These are things that we're told cannot coexist, right? Although it's absurd because the city can't survive without the country and vice versa. Yep. We're the biggest marketplace for the rural products, and we're also the greatest net producer of one thing, which is waste, which is back in the days that used to be a really nice cycle, like when Brooklyn was a real agrarian capital in the 1870s, we produced the fertility that allowed farms in Queens and Nassau and Brooklyn to be the most productive farms in the United States, because it was our poop and our horses' poop that was making that a really an amazing kind of cycle. So the connection here for Farm City is to reignite the notion that we are in this continuous loop, that the cultural capital that we produce here is for everybody. And like, I was really inspired by an artist who I think you guys know, the Greenhorns, Severine Von Scharmery Fleming. And I think she's been on the show.
She's got her own show, yeah.
Right, and she has this whole notion about Greenhorn is like a new farmer. And her term is, she wants to create a social and cultural network of young farmers, because there's a lot of isolation. A lot of people starting this, farming, but they don't really have a connection to each other. And so part of what we're doing is we're trying to create a nucleus that will kind of explode out and get some of our energy into the hinterland. So that's a connection I see. And she really kind of gave me the gift of seeing that was a really powerful way to look at it.
She'd really love to hear you say that. That's pretty awesome. Well, where people go to kind of like, you know, keep involved with some of the things that, you know, you're involved in? I don't know if you have any other projects coming up aside from, you know, this next big month. But why don't we see where people can, you know, go to stay involved?
Yeah, and to get the details about Farm City, too.
Cool. Well, the website's pretty easy. It's farmcity.us. And we're constantly getting new offers for collaboration. So our projects keep expanding, and our need for volunteers is always there, because we're just launching this project now. And in fact, one thing that we'd be really excited for people to come to is one new event that's coming up is we're having a fundraiser on the 24th at the Commons, which is another event, which where Novella Carpenter, who's the author I mentioned before of Farm City, An Education of an Urban Farmer, she's going to be giving a private reading. And we're going to have some bands there, some country bands. And the Newton Gang is the one. And so that's another event that's coming up that people can connect to, and also kind of another way for another meeting place for people as well. So we're just constantly looking for new partnerships, and anyone who's excited about anything they've heard here, there's tons of volunteer opportunities from the 12 events we have going on in September. We sort of lose steam after that time, because in terms of the agricultural cycle, we're trying to be cognizant of that. You know, we slow down because the farm cycle slows down. We're going to start doing planning for next year. So
wonderful.
I'd love to hear from anybody who's interested and joining up with what we're doing.
Cool. So where would they shoot you an email, or is there a blog or a website we should visit?
Yeah, they should shoot me an email. I think they can get in touch with me through thegreenest.net. I think Farm City is like such a broad project that I don't think that I'm available there, but through thegreenest.net they can get me. And oddly enough, my email's pretty simple. So it's just derek@denklaw.com. So.
And you'll be able to see that email address up on our website at the www.heritageradionetwork.com. And we are we had a great show. Thanks so much, Derek, for coming on. Thanks, Aaron, for joining the Farm Report. You'll hear this pretty voice every Thursday from now on, live at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check the archives if you missed it live. And, you know, everyone, enjoy the rest of your week. And come check out this event in Brooklyn, Farm City.
Thanks, Aaron.